From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Kentucky blues artist Jeremy Short. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Strap up some bootlaces and fill my coffee cup. Gonna walk right out the door when the morning sun comes up. Hear the road calling, calling out my name. And I know if I don't listen, things will never be the same. Every now and then I get settled, think I'm happy with what I found. Before I know it, my feet start moving to another town. Hear the road calling, calling up my name. And I know if I don't listen, things will never be the same.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Fall in love and focus on my health. But I know, yes, I know, I'd only be fooling myself. Hear the road calling, calling out my name. And I know if I don't listen, things will never be the same. Everywhere. Who knows if when I get back, if that woman would even care. Hear the road calling, calling out my name. And I know if I don't listen, things will never be the same.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 494th live performance. Yeah, sure, that is worth clapping for. That's worth clapping for. We're approaching 500 coming up in just about 6 weeks. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Jeremy Short. Jeremy began playing guitar when he was 14 years old in Jackson, Kentucky. And he has since given himself to making this instrument his own unique vehicle for self-expression. A student of many different styles of American music, his influences range widely, emphasizing heavily on jazz and blues, with some country and bluegrass thrown in for good measure. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jeremy is here with a brand new EP called Songs from the Chicken Shack. Welcome, please, to Red Barn Radio, Mr. Jeremy Short.
Ah, Got a hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of my own. She's so set in her way, you'd think her head was made of stone. When she's right, she's right too. Anybody trying to tell her different, boy, do I pity you. I got a hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of my home. She's so set in her ways, you'd think her head was made of stone. She treats me kindly and cleans up nice. Anybody trying to step on her toes will surely pay the price. Got a hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of my home. She's so set in her ways, you'd think her head was made of stone. Cooks my meals and cleans the house. Don't let that fool you into thinking she's a mouse. She'll get it all done, both day and night. Anybody trying to get in the way, they'll surely see her might. Got a hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of my home. She's so set in her way, think her head was made of stone. She's so set in the ways, you'd think her head was made of stone.
Please welcome the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker.
All right, Jeremy. Jeremy Short is here with us on Red Barn, and we're so glad to have him here. He's up here all by his lonesome, but he's got three good friends up here, three guitar friends. And he also brought some family friends with you. Well, we know you brought the hard-headed woman with you and her dad as well. Tell us about the other folks who you brought with you tonight.
Well, also brought a friend of mine named Kaylee Massey, and she was also in the International Blues Challenge with me as well. Not with me, but in a band, representing the same blues society that we won the local challenge to get to the international for. And that was up in Huntington, West Virginia.
Yeah.
That we won that for. Well, I won first place in the competition overall. It's kind of a funny story. She's over here laughing about it right now.
What's this laughter about here?
But it was the first year Huntington has been a blues society, and they're new to the whole thing. So the way it breaks down is there's blues societies all over the world in the country, and they can send a solo duo act, a band, and a youth showcase.
Yes.
And but they didn't do any of that scoring grid at ours. They just did solo duos and bands together and grouped them together like that. And I got first place overall.
Yeah.
And her band came in second. So the Blues Society reserved the right to send a band as well. So they ended up doing that. And it was, I'm glad she got to go down there and do it. It was awesome. We jammed together a few times on Bill Street with the bands.
Oh, how perfect.
It was perfect. It was good fun. She can wail. She can wail, that's for sure. Kayla Massey and Mojo Matic is the band, if you want to look them up.
Okay, good. Kayla Massey and Mojo...
Mojo Matic.
Mojo Matic. All right.
Step out on my own. Take all these excuses, tell them all to get blown. Pardon me, I'm making moves. Don't
don't know which path to choose, making moves. Risk assessors, don't hold your breath. Bill collectors, I may be late on the rent. Have to choose making moves. Hey, for clues. Oh, making moves, you know, traveling land, singing my blues, making moves, and I don't know what path to choose, making moves.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with Jeremy Short on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Was listening to you play, and I was imagining you as an eighth grader singing Methodist hymns. Was that really the beginning of your musical life in church?
Yeah. My grandfather was a Methodist preacher, and was a preacher for most of his adult life. Actually, if you know the Kentucky Mountain Bible College, familiar with that campus at all, down in Van Cleve, Kentucky, he was deeply involved with that. Methodist preacher, and some of the first memories I have of singing are singing around the dinner table. I knew it was time to eat Sunday dinner when he would start singing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, praise Him above ye heavenly hosts.
Yes.
We'd start singing that, and everybody would join in, and that was sort of our prayer.
Did you all harmonize?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my uncle, my aunts and uncles all harmonized together beautifully. And it was a sound that I remember from way back, not even knowing what harmony was, just knowing that the voices blend together like that. And I've had a good ear for harmony ever since I was a little boy, for sure. And I definitely credit my family with that.
Gene, or the experience, the church experience your family provided for you?
I think a little bit of both, because everybody in my family is a little bit musical. Everybody sings. My dad was a drummer here in the Lexington area. Play with some bands back then. I don't know any of the band's names that he played with, shamefully. If I'd have done my homework, I could ask him about that.
Oh, we'll talk about that another time.
But my great-grandmother played piano, and she had a great left hand, a real strong left hand doing bass lines, and I have a real distinct memory of her playing Happy Trails. If you can recall the old Gene Autry singing Happy Trails to you until we meet again. But I remember her pounding out that bass line and then playing the melody with the right hand. I think that had a profound impact on kind of the way I play guitar, because I do that as well with the...
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, yeah.
So that sound was in my head early on. I definitely think that helped shape what I'm doing with my right hand.
I'm working 9 to 5 down at the chicken shack. Work a poor boy to death. Ain't that a fact, Jack? I'll support myself. I pay my rent. By the time I pay my bills, I ain't got a damn thing left. Ain't that working? Oh, glory be, ain't that working, child? Said you work your hands to the bone. Give all you got till it's gone. Ain't that working? Listen to the boss man saying pick up the slack. He must not be looking at the same clock I'm looking at. Always saying go do this, boy, what's go do that? Brother, if I ever get out of here, you can bet I won't be back. Ain't that working? Glory be, ain't that working, child? Well, you walk your hands to the bone. Give all you got till it's gone. Ain't that working?
So you mentioned Grandma and Grandpa a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So you spent a lot of time
with them.
Their home?
For sure. My grandfather was definitely the father figure in my life, and I looked up to him a lot for moral support and otherwise, and he was definitely a key influence on shaping my moral compass and just the way I make decisions, for sure.
He was a minister, but did your Grandma and Grandpa also listen to, you know, secular music?
He loved traditional bluegrass.
Gospel-type bluegrass?
Well, he liked gospel bluegrass. He was a general manager at a faith-based radio station, WMTC, down in Van Cleef, Kentucky, winning many to Christ. I remember there was an old bluegrass gospel radio show every Sunday, I believe it was, in the evening time, and that's where I can first remember hearing bluegrass. And Papa loved the banjo, loved Ralph Stanley, Bill Monroe, all the old guys. And definitely turned me on to a lot of that side of things, too. He didn't listen to a whole lot of secular music, but bluegrass was something that he did love, and it didn't have to be gospel. It didn't have to be bluegrass gospel. He was open-minded to other forms, not too many other forms of music. He didn't listen to country music or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Digging a ditch, oh, it ain't much fun. When you work like a dog in the hot, hot sun, laying the line all day long, not the five, just singing this song. Working all day in the hot, hot sun. Let me tell you, people, it ain't much fun. I can't quit now, much as I might like to. Oh, I got too much work to do.
In church, I actually, if you can believe it, I ended up played bass in church. First off, when I was 14,
I believe that,
and then graduated to guitar there. I never thought I would do any type of mission type thing with my guitar. I do like playing the hymns on the guitar. I do like incorporating that. That's always fun. I still love playing the old hymns just because I remember them, and it's fun to get those melodies out.
I was listening this past week to an album by a guitarist I really like named John Fahey.
John Fahey.
Yeah,
I haven't checked him out before. I've heard his name the whole time I've been playing guitar, though.
Well, he's interesting. He is certainly not even anything close to being a church person.
I hear you.
He has done a lot of recording of sacred music. He just hears the beauty in it. And
I do too. I love taking an old tune and reharmonizing it too, putting different chords behind it. Let's say "Amazing Grace." Different colors underneath it. And
I believe.
It's fun.
Nice. You're in church, you're being reared in music and sacred music, hearing some other things in bluegrass. The movement from that music to the kinds of chords and sounds that you're playing there, that's a pretty significant leap from bluegrass and church music to that. So when did that happen? When and how? Was it a teacher who did it to you?
I had a wonderful grade school music teacher, a woman named Betty Hudson. She would push you to get in front of class and sing. And that was a good start for me, getting in front of people and singing when I was probably third or fourth grade. But I remember being 10 years old, 9 or 10 years old in fourth grade, and we had, I can't remember how we came into it, but there was one of those Columbia House music deals where you send in the stamps. But one of the CDs I can remember getting was a B.B. King CD, a B.B. King CD called Blue Summit. And it was collaboration albums, a lot of duets with blue singers on there. That sound really threw me for a loop. And I don't know why at 10 years old that I felt such a connection to B.B. King playing guitar and singing, but it stuck with me. It got a hold on me. And from there, about the same time, I discovered Eric Clapton, too. Started getting into his licks and listening to him and thinking, well, he's a wonderful guitar player, too. And then the bluesy side started getting into me. And I didn't really start getting the itch to play guitar. I was in eighth grade, and that's about when I started bugging Mom. Mom, I'd really like to play guitar. I think that would be cool, you know. And about that time, my friends were influencing me, too. My buddy Tommy turned me on to AC/DC. And I thought AC/DC was awesome, you know. I mean, who doesn't love AC/DC? Far cry from what I'm doing now.
I don't.
Well, they're an acquired taste. I mean, you can't beat up a band for knowing what they want to do. They've done the same album 14 times, but I definitely credit them with kind of starting that itch, them and BB and Stevie Ray Vaughan, too.
Yeah.
I know everybody wants to say Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I can't help it. I mean, he's one of the people that definitely gets you interested in electric guitar, and especially electric blues guitar. I had to get away from Stevie Ray, too, because you get into a thing where you don't want to copy him note for note. You're learning his music, but then you got to start doing your own thing. So yeah, blues was there, and then Southern Rock came about, too. About the same time in middle school, Allman Brothers Band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker.
Where were you eating up all of this music? In your bedroom?
Yeah, mostly in my bedroom, on the radio, with my headphones, walking around town with my cassette player. Basically, I discovered it on my own. When I started getting deep into music, it's hard to say where you find this stuff. I don't keep track of it, where I've found all of it, but I started realizing that I like soulful sounds and sounds that connect with your heart.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean? And I that see that you when feel you're good. Singing, yeah.
And I started understanding that it's a feeling as well that you're trying to impart. Well, I'm going to do one now that if you do happen to know the words, any backup vocals that might pop into your head upon hearing it, feel free to sing them. Let them out. And this is one you're flipping through channels late at night, you might run across. Well, we're moving on up to the east side in a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. Bean don't burn in the kitchen, bean don't cook on the grill. Took a whole lot of wishing just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues and getting our turn at bat. Long as we live, it's you and me, baby, there's nothing wrong with that. Moving on up to the east side in a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Jeremy Short, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Jeremy Short after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
In the sky, moving on up to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. The pie.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Jeremy Short. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'll still haunt you from time to time, so you'll remember me. Down and out, I'm living underground without you, choking on that dirt again. Choking on that dirt again. You can unlock the door, I'll already be inside. Try to get off this floor, still no.
This guy can play. His name is Jeremy Short. He's from, doggone it, I forgot the name of the town.
From Jackson, Kentucky.
Yeah, I was going to say Jackson, and I just didn't trust myself. Pardon me?
I was born here in Lexington.
No, that we didn't get to that.
No, we didn't get to that. I forgot to mention that one. That's a little further back. St. Joseph, I believe.
Okay, you're born at St. Joe's Hospital. Jeremy has just returned, I think 2 weeks ago, from Memphis, where he competed in the world's largest blues contest called the International Blues Challenge. Getting there was no small feat. He competed and was selected to go there.
If I would have known that blues societies were a thing 10 years ago, I'd have been jumping on that train 10 years ago. I just recently found out that the Blues Foundation exists, and they do what they do, and they do some wonderfully amazing things. And one of the things they do is sponsor local blues foundations all across the nation and across the world. These little local blues foundations all hold their local blues challenge. The winners of that get sent to the international challenge. Being selected for that, especially being the first time Huntington, West Virginia, had ever sent anybody, was something I didn't expect. I basically had to be pushed into it. Competitions just aren't necessarily up my alley. It wasn't something I would have done of my own volition, of my first thought, but I'm very glad that I did, because I got to go down to Memphis and see all that, and it was a wonderfully amazingly intense lesson in networking, self-promotion, seeing how all these individual artists promote themselves, and not being afraid of exposure, knowing what good exposure is. And that was a good crowd to be playing for down there in Beale Street, too, because you're talking about people who have grown up here in the blues their entire life and know what it's supposed to sound like. They're also a wonderfully receptive crowd to play for, too. There's some good fans to play for as blues fans, for sure, because when it's good, they let you know.
Walk us through sort of what the experience was like when, you know, somebody on the mic saying, next up.
They ran a super tight ship. They basically had, how many were there? Like 200 some solo acts spread throughout venues, and there were probably 10 to 11 per venue of solo acts spread over however many there were. And you had to be in the top four for two nights in a row. Two nights of quarterfinals, then semifinals and finals.
A Friday and a Saturday night?
Well, Wednesday and Thursday were the quarters.
Okay.
Then Friday was the semis, and Saturday
sure.
was the finals.
Okay. Yeah.
Which they held that at the Orpheum Theater there in Memphis. Nice old theater from back in the 20s there. call me bartender. I'll serve you all night long. Call me bartender. I'll serve you all night long. Come see me tonight, and I'll mix them up real strong. Oh, tell me your troubles, baby. I'll tell you mine. We'll talk it over, baby, while we drink some cherry wine. Call me the bartender. Serve you all night long. Oh, come see me tonight, and we'll talk about the things, talk about the things been going wrong. Talking about, I'm the bartender, serve you all night long. Come see me tonight, and I'll sing you a song. Maybe we could dine. The only decision left being your place or mine. I'm the bartender. I'll serve you all night long. Oh, come see me tonight, and I'll serve them up real strong.
Also, an interesting note from that competition, they give out awards to the best guitarist in the solo category and band category. The band category, the best guitarist gets a custom Gibson ES-335 that the Gibson shop made for the Blues Foundation, the Blues Foundation's logo on it, real nice. The best solo guitarist of the solo act got a little cigar box guitar. And interestingly enough, this year, the guy who won best guitarist in the solo category was a guy who played dulcimer. And that's all he played.
Huh?
He didn't play guitar. He played mountain dulcimer. Now, he was really good at it. He played blues on a mountain dulcimer, mind you. But do you want to say that it counts as being best guitarist? It was certainly unique, and it wasn't bad.
Yeah, we don't really call them dulcimer guitars. Interesting.
But it was intense, to say the very least. It was overwhelming at first, but then I fell into my groove the second night and felt like I had a really good second night. And I had to get out of my own head and not worry about the fact that there were judges back there.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
you're being
right.
Judged.
That's right.
Know? And you have to get that out of your head, and you can't think about that, or it's going to ruin you.
How many tunes were you able to play?
But the times were different for each night. The first two nights of quarterfinals, you had to do a 25-minute set. And then semifinals, you had to do a 30-minute set.
Oh.
And then finals, you had to do 20.
4 to 6
yeah.
songs?
Probably averaging closer to 6
uh-huh.
if you don't run, you know, songs too long in between or anything like
that. Switch around with the instruments, or did you play?
Yeah. This is the lineup of guitars that I had with me down there. There was so much talent down there, it was ridiculous. And it was pretty diverse range. There were also people who were pulling in other elements, too. There was a chick down there named Kalo, You could tell she came from the punk scene, and she sang blues, though.
But there are also just your general assortment of harmonica players and resonator guitars and tricones and just everywhere. Now, the dulcimer guy stuck out. He was...
Evidently.
So he definitely stood out among that crowd, for sure. Get on late in the evening time, I feel like blowing my horn. Woke up this morning, and it all I had was gone. Get late in the evening, I feel like blowing my horn. Woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Creek run to the river, river run to the sea. I don't find my baby, somebody gonna bury me. Creek run to the river, rivers run to the sea. I don't find my baby, ooh, somebody gonna bury me. It seemed like hours seemed like days. Oh, I wish my baby quit a low down cheating way. Minutes seemed like hours, and hours seemed like days. So to wish my baby quit a low down dirty feeling, yes, I ever had. People say, yeah, them worry blues ain't bad. Is it worth a feeling that I ever had? In the evening, I feel like blowing my horn. I woke up this morning, all I had was gone.
If you've just joined us,
tonight, we're with Jeremy Short
on Red Barn Radio.
I did jam with some cool musicians down there. There was a club called Club Handy, and there was a band that had been, I guess they're the house band there. I don't know if they're there all the time, but they were there that whole week, jamming every single night until probably 4 or 5 in the morning, if I had to guess. They were a tight blues unit, man. They were something, they were a force to be reckoned with. You could just call off songs, and they would know exactly what to do and what kind of feel to do it with, and... It was just a great, good fun. And that's the band I was talking about earlier. I felt like a king playing with those guys because they were nice enough to let me in and just jam with them.
Talking about your voice, was there a particular point in time as an adult where you realized that there was sort of no limit to what you could do with your voice? Because you really do have a terrific range.
Thank you. Thank you. My voice is something that I never approached. Well, when I started playing guitar, that was my focus. That was all I was worried about, was playing guitar and being the best guitar player I could be. You could say I always sang and always had singing as part of what I did and just didn't think about it or take it seriously as a notion that it was something that I could do and people would enjoy listening to. I started to realize as I was playing guitar and learning guitar that I wasn't just listening to BB play guitar. He put the guitar down every now and again and he would sing too, you know what I mean? And those were also some of my favorite parts of what he was doing. Same with a lot of my heroes. A lot of my heroes were great singers. Of the people I listened to that pushed me to start singing really was Ray Charles. But other than that, I don't know. I've never had any vocal training. Nobody's ever taught me how to breathe or do warm-ups or anything like that. And I do warm-ups on my own, do you?
Well, that sounds like a good warm-up.
Like I said, never had any formal training with the voice. Never had a vocal coach or anything like that.
Huh. Do you think you might like to do that sometime?
I would love to.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would love to. It'd be something, be good to have just that knowledge, a little bit of formal vocal training. Big city living ain't the life for me. Countryside is where I long to be. I want to see stars before I close my eyes. Take me back to that countryside. Talking about beans and cornbread, biscuits and gravy too. Cooking fireside, making homemade brew, yeah. Picking and grinning till the sun comes up. Passing around whatever's in that cup. Whip, big city living ain't the life for me. Countryside is where I long to be. I want to see stars before I close my eyes. Take me back to that countryside. Restaurants can keep their caviar. I'd rather eat what I'm growing in my yard. Big city living ain't the life for me. Countryside is where I long to be. I want to see stars before I close my eyes. Take me back to that countryside. Imagine being surrounded by city streets. That big city ain't got nothing for me. I want to see stars before I close my eyes. Take me back to that countryside. Yeah, big city living ain't the life for me. Countryside is where I long to be. I want to see stars before I close my eyes. Take me back to that countryside.
What else do you do for work in addition to playing music?
I do work at a chicken shack. I do a restaurant gig Monday through Friday, the opening gig. I don't mind it. It's not without its stressors. But it's also not the worst thing a person could be doing. There's stuff that's so much more stressful. I could be a manager at that place, for instance.
How old is the grease that you use at your restaurant?
Oh, it's probably about 7 or 8 weeks old.
Seven or eight weeks old.
It gets changed occasionally.
Well, that's nothing compared to the grease that you had chicken fried in down in Memphis, right?
That's right. There's a place called Dyer's. Their claim to fame is their 100-year-old grease. They've kept for 100 years. They just strain it out. They've got a very specific set of guidelines for keeping this grease intact. And it was something else to see.
I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. Been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. Our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get? You're evil when I'm with you. Oh, you're jealous when we're apart. You're so evil when I'm with you. Oh, have mercy, you're jealous when we're apart. How blue can you get, baby? The answer's right here in my heart. Baby, your love is like a cigarette. Singing love is like a fire. Baby, your love is like a cigarette. I watch you step down on it, baby, and crush it. Tell me how blue can you get? You a brand new Ford, but you said I need a Cadillac. Bought you a $10 dinner, you said thanks for the snack. Let you live in my penthouse, said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, now you wanna give them back. I've been downhearted, baby, since the day we met. Our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, baby, I wonder. Yes, I wonder. Baby, I wonder how blue can you get?
I would like to thank our guest, Jeremy Short, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio, for bringing us some news we can use. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Once again, let's hear it from Jeremy Short. Maybe play one more tune for us before we take off tonight? All right.
About your song, Johnny Denver, and I rode across your Rocky Mountain high, blaze the old white sands of Arizona, where Kentucky is the beauty of my eye. Well, my daddy,
he died an old coal miner, and my mama died giving birth to me. Sister Sue's way out in Arizona, but Kentucky is where she longs to be. If I ever get back to old Kentucky, if I ever live to see old KY, I'd give up my days as a log adrift and let me live there until the day I die. Well, my daddy, he died an old coal miner, and my mama died giving birth to me. Sister Sue's way out in Arizona, Kentucky is where she longs to be. If I ever get back to old Kentucky, if I ever live to see old KY, give up my days as a long drifter, let me live there till the day I die.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jeremy Short for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.